WJTL, The Young Escape, So Alive, Plum needs you now. Good morning to you at 720.
Your weather forecast for this Tuesday. There might be some fog still hanging out with us this morning. Clouds and scattered showers throughout our day. High near 60. Very spring-like. Tonight, mostly cloudy showers. Maybe even a possibility of a thunderstorm. Low down to 39. Winning Wednesday. Listen in all day for your chance to win cool prizes. Sunshiny skies and 56. Currently, it's 43.
This morning, our friend Megan McMaster is with us from Camp Hebron. Good morning again to you, Megan.
Good morning.
Great to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
We love finding out about Camp Hebron. As a parent, when you drop your kid off at camp and you go home, you're kind of waiting for that phone call to see, you know, are they going to get homesick? Are they going to stay? Does that happen a lot at camp?
It does happen, but it is an incredible testament to see God's faithfulness just in the lives of kids. As we have kids come on Sunday and they're nervous about leaving their parents and leaving their friends and family for a whole week. But often by the end of the week, kids are so excited and they see mom and dad, but don't want to leave their counselor.
They don't want to go home. Yeah. So tell us about Camp Hebron and your summer programs.
Absolutely. So we are a Christian summer camp and retreat center in Halifax, Pennsylvania. And throughout the summer, we host 8 weeks of summer program for both youth and families. So our youth programs will host our kind of classic summer camp program, an adventure program where kids are out and about all day, every day. Our horse program where kids get to experience riding skills and gaining those skills at the barn morning and evening. And then our family camp programs as well, where it is really an all-inclusive family vacation.
And you guys have how many acres did you say you have there?
340.
And you have all kinds of cool stuff like the climbing wall. And tell us about some of the things you have there at Camp Hebron.
Absolutely. So we have our climbing wall. We have a full barn and animal center with about 16 horses. We have a lake with paddle boats and canoes and kayaks. We have Peter's Mountain, which meets the Appalachian Trail at the top with a really lovely overlook. So there's definitely a plethora of things to do at camp.
It's beautiful. And the food's great, too.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, my props to your guy who made chicken when I was up there. It was really good.
He does really well, and we love having him there.
Yeah, so all of the family camps and the youth camps, is it time to sign up for those now?
It is. Sign-ups are open online, and folks who register before April 1st will receive a free t-shirt, so there's a fun fact for you there.
That's pretty great.
But we would love to have registrations. They are coming in, and camps do fill up quickly, so register as soon as possible.
They can do that online?
Absolutely, at camphebron.org.
And I understand you're going to Messiah today to recruit some staff. Is staff something you're looking for?
Yes, we absolutely are. So we would love to host a staff of around 60 to 65 high school and college age students, both volunteer and paid positions for the summer. But we are absolutely looking for folks who love the Lord and want to come and love people and serve kids.
Very cool. So you can check all that out online, whether it's a family camp, whether it's a regular summer camp for youth, or if you're interested in helping and being part of the team, go to camphebron.org. Megan, safe driving back to Halifax.
Thank you so much.
Hope you have a great rest of your day.
You as well.
Back to the music we go with the digital age. This is Break Every.